Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal, but it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHope. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHope, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host, Jaron Birmahal from INDTV USA. You can also listen to the audio portion of our show on the Sharks Audio Network. Just go to the Sharks app and click on the audio tab. Well, tonight, before we get to the matchup, couple of things to notice about the Sharks. Well, Sharks had two great games here at home not too long ago. They won two back-to-back. And I was joking, I think that was tied for their longest win streak of the season here at the Tank. And the longest, if you combine away and home, is only three. So we had a pretty good opportunity to even tie that. But that didn't happen as the Sharks took on the number one team in the league, which was the Vegas Golden Knights. So we dropped 4-2 on that one. Well, that was followed by a game in Salt Lake City against the Utah Hockey Club. Well, that game was tied in the third, close matchup. But at the end, Utah came on the top. They scored a late goal. And Sharks had another opportunity on the power play very late with less than a minute left. That's when Eklund was high-staked. He was bleeding profusely. But amazingly, really, he stepped right back on the ice. He was actually going to literally play in that very next face-off. But since there was a little commotion on what caused the game stoppage, whether it was the high-sticking or not, well, the refs thought he couldn't come back until later, so he had to step off. Will Smith came in on that power play. Well, that leads me to talk about Will Smith today. So on that power play, he tried to make that pass from the high left slot, and it was picked up, and that's kind of all there was to that power play. Eklund stepped in for the last few seconds, but we just couldn't score. Now, to talk about Will, we have a special guest on the show tonight, and that's Zubair Zeevanzee. Welcome to the show, Zubair.
Hi, I'm happy to be here. Thanks, Mahal.
You're welcome. Now, Zubair is quite a hockey aficionado as well as Sharks aficionado. So, you know, we talk a lot about the Sharks. So we've been talking about Will Smith from actually the last few games. And we did have an opportunity to talk to Will during the practice not too long ago just about this exact situation. But before we get to that, Zubair, what do you think Will needs to do better?
I think, you know, there's a lot of adjustments, first of all, just coming from being a center, you know, most of your young career. And then entering the NHL, first of all, second of all, coming in and then trying yourself at center and then moving to wing. You know, even though that's both forward positions, technically there's different skill sets as opposed to playing from under the puck and helping your D play out, you know, being on the wing, taking pucks off the boards and helping break out the puck from the wing is a whole different technical skill set. So there will be an adjustment there. So I think just learning some of the wing skills of being a winger, I think, are something that he needs to do. And other than that, I think moving his feet is going to be crucial at this stage. You know, the NHL is faster. It's a click faster than NCAA, even faster than the AHL. So just making sure he's moving his feet, and then I think his mind will catch up. He's got such a good hockey IQ that once his body catches up to the speed, I think his mind is ready to go.
You know, which reminds me a little bit of that with Erik Karlsson, because obviously he was number one defender in the league. The guy had 100 points as a defender, which is pretty impressive. But then after that injury, there was that adjustment that he needed when he was pivoting. He was just a little slower, but his mind wasn't. So he would play the players very tight. And as soon as he had to pivot, he would be beat. So that took a long point and a long time for him to say, hey, wait a minute, you know, I'm not the same prior to injury until it heals. But now that he healed, he had, again, a 100-point season right here at the Sharks. So there could be a little bit of a similar to adjustment of your body, of the space on the ice, and more importantly, of your opponent. You know, maybe, you know, when Will was in college, it wasn't quite the same level of intensity. Here is the speed, is the puck handling, is the skill. Before you know it, the guy's on you. And if you had to think about it, it's too late. Yeah.
That's a very good point. And also you bring up the point about just the physicality of NHL. You know, you're a 19-year-old entering the most competitive league in the world. And, you know, it's going to take your body to adjust. And I think as Sharks fans, what we tend to do is compare him to Macklin Celebrini because they entered the NHL at the same time together. And I think that's not a fair comparison because Macklin's such a unique individual. I mean, you're not going to – you find him – every couple of generations, like, you know, Crosby entered the league having an impact like that. You know, that was many years ago, obviously, almost two decades ago now. So, you know, Will is going on his pace. You compare him to Eklund. Eklund didn't even, you know, play for the Sharks for 2 years. First, he played back home and then in the AHL. So for him to just jump into the NHL, there's going to be a learning curve. And I think we just need to be a little patient and look for those opportunities of improvement. And on the defensive side, we are seeing some of that. So just stay with it.
That's a very good point you brought up about Eklund. You know, it's just that when Macklin is here, you tend to compare him. But now if you think of Eklund, Will's having a pretty good season. Here's a guy just coming straight off, started playing, played pretty much every game. He had very few games off. You know, so that's a huge ask, I think, for Will. He's a great guy. I think he's going to have a huge impact in the Sharks' future. It's just going to take a little time. The fans and everybody has to be a little patient about that. Now, which brings me to these couple of turnovers that we talked to Will about. Hey, Will, is it the confidence issue? Is it the issue of just time and space on the ice? So with that, let's go to Will. Well, a couple of things I want to talk to you from the last game. I know in that first power play, you were checked on the board. What happened and how did you see that?
I just kind of lost it for a second and got hit in the ear, and I just kind of... ear was ringing for a second. That was it.
Oh, I see. Because I was wondering. I know you had your glove off and you're touching there. I'm thinking, is it your hand or is it your neck or is it your shoulder? But it's ear.
Yeah, it just rings for about a minute and that's it. So nothing bad.
And what do you thought about that check?
Yeah, I mean, I lost the puck and he hit me. That was it.
So you thought it was maybe a little extra delay there? Or no, you felt it was reasonable?
No, it was fine.
No, I know last game you had, you know, maybe 3-4 bad touches on the puck. And did coach say anything to you about that? He talked to you?
No, I just got to be better and make better plays, to be honest.
What did he think about you on the power play now?
I mean, I was only out there for 20 seconds.
Yeah, and unfortunately, but in general.
I didn't really get a chance, so I don't really know.
Anything particular you're looking to improve here in the upcoming games?
I think moving my feet and making plays and everything else will open up.
Is it the issue of just the time, you think? The time and space is, I guess, a lot shorter in NHL and just trying to make a quick decision when you have the puck?
It's shorter, but I think I still can have space and make plays.
You made some great passes, obviously, especially to with Celebrini there.
Yeah, it was good. Good connections there, so.
Thanks. Well, frankly, when I asked Will Smith about that hit, I didn't expect that answer at all. Because right after the hit, that was against the Vegas Golden Knights on that power play where he just went on the ice just for a few seconds and he was hit on that right boards. So after that, he went on the bench. We're looking at him. He took off his left glove and he was kind of touching something near his neck, his shoulder. I originally thought it was his hand. Then I thought maybe it's the shoulder. We're chatting. Well, there's no way we could have guessed. It was ringing in his ear. That's what that was all about. Well, perhaps it's good for Will to take on some of the checks like that early on. I think that'll get him accustomed to taking the hits, and I think it'll be off his brain and it'll be more focused on the game. We talked to Coach about what are some of the things Will needs to do better here. I know he, you know, as Zubair mentioned, he was the center before. He played the winger. He's been moved up and down on the lines. He played in lower line, top line, second line. Now he's on the college line, and quite frankly, I'm not sure how long that line will continue. Maybe there's going to be adjustment coming to that line, if not tonight, fairly shortly. So with that, why don't we go to the coach?
So since we're talking about Will, what do you thought about his last game in particular? It seemed like he had a few kind of a bad touches there.
Yeah.
And do you think that's also issue of overthinking, like you mentioned about Shakir?
Yeah, a little bit of overthinking, a little bit of a speed bump in his development of what it takes to play against a bigger, strong hockey team that's long, that, you know, plays with really good structure and they're on top of you. So he went through an experience. I know we've played him a couple times, but he went through an experience there, and as did with Mac on the empty net goal when Stone picks his pocket. That's a learning moment that these kids need to continue to understand, and we have no issues, and we understand that there's going to be these moments throughout the season. You know, we try to make those moments as small as possible as we get going here. But you know, Will is a type of kid that he started off slow. He got it going again. He probably hit another speed bump. Then he got it going again, and then he hit a little speed bump. So that's just kind of his path. And every guy's path is a little bit different. But we have full belief in this kid. He's a special, special player with a special tool set, skill set, competitive kid in a different sense than what Mac is. They're two different players, but you know, we have full confidence and that he's going to continue to develop and get better.
Well, so the San Jose Sharks flew over late last night from Utah, and tonight they have a back-to-back matchup. So again, it's not going to get any easier for the Sharks tonight as they're taking on number four team in the league, which is the Minnesota Wild. They're currently second in the Central Division with 56 points, while the Sharks are dead last in the Pacific Division with just 32 points. Now, over the last five games, leading the charts for the Minnesota Wild is Rossi, who has 3 goals, 5 assists, and he has 8 points. So Sharks are going to have to sort of contend with that. They're going to have to figure out a solution for Rossi. Now, for the Sharks, Toffoli has 1 goal in the last five games, and Granlund has 2 assists, and William Eklund with 3 points. Now, with that, let's go to the projected lineup for tonight. For the San Jose Sharks, on the top line tonight is William Eklund with Michael Granlund with Fabian Zetterlund. On the second line is Colin Graf with Macklin Salabrini and Tyler Toffoli. Well, there goes the college line. We were just talking about that a bit. And on the third line is Barclay Goodrow with Luke Cunning and Will Smith. And on the fourth line is Carl Grundstrom. He's back in the lineup. We did have a chance to speak with Carl Grundstrom. We'll share that interview perhaps during the breaks between first and second period. In the center is Nico Sturm, who's also back in the lineup. That's great for the Sharks. Nico is one of the leading Sharks in the faceoff circle, and his energy and just the passion for hockey brings a lot of game to every game, you know, no pun intended. And on the right is Ty Dellandrea. In the defense for the San Jose Sharks is Henry Thrun with Cody Ceci, Mario Ferraro with Timothy Liljegren, and surprisingly, Jake Walman is expected to play today. We did talk to him prior to the game. We shared that interview. You can check that out. And he's going to be playing with Jan Ruta. In the net tonight is Yaroslav Askarov. Now, with that, what do you think? What do you think about the little changes in the matchup? I know Sharks definitely were missing Jake quite a bit, you know, in the power play, playing that point. And also, he's been the second most offensive guy for the Sharks.
I totally agree with you. I think they really miss Jake Walman. His ability to break out the puck cleanly and make a good first pass to start leading the rush is so important, and you see it with his points on the air. And also, the Sharks just look like a different team without him. So I think that's going to be a big difference maker. And to your point, Nico Sturm, just that leadership and that solidification on the fourth line also moves people like Luke Cunning up the lineup, which I think is also good too. So great points.
Well, with that, I say, let's go to the first period and see how the Sharks will do. Well, the San Jose Sharks had a great start to the game. And a couple of things I want to add. Will Smith had a good start. He made some great passes. He was physically engaged. He has a couple of great opportunities. So he's looking good. Second, Nico Sturm, again, very visible, brought some energy. Sharks spent a lot of time in the wild zone, also very impactful. But I really want to highlight the welcome back reception of Jake Walman. Right off his first shift, he just unloaded a bomb, even though it got deflected. But you could see some shots were coming the Wild's way. So Sharks had a great effort to sort of tame the beast, but nonetheless, they couldn't. Even though they outplayed the beast for most of the first period, but just over 5 minutes into that period, a 2-on-2, which was sort of Henry Thrun on the right and William Eklund in the middle, with Zuccarello on the left having the puck, skated over the blue line, and he got the pass to Marco Rossi. And Rossi is not going to miss from there. Once he got the pass, a quick shift from his forehand to his backhand in the top shelf, and which put the Wild up on a 1-0 lead. The first period ended with a score of 1-0 Wild. However, the Sharks were out shooting the Wild 16-6. Sharks are looking good. They just got to keep pressing and hopefully come out with a win.
But the Wild gave up a lot as well. Here's a chance for Rossi, and he scores. Marco Rossi, another former first rounder, backhands at home, 1-0 Minnesota.
Well, I spoke so highly of Will Smith, and he did have really good first period. He was very noticeable. But just over 4 minutes into that second period, he was standing by the blue line, offensive blue line, just about 5-7 feet off the right boards. That's when Jake Wallman made a pass from the defensive zone in the right circle. He bounced it off the boards onto the tape of Will Smith. But for some odd reason, the puck bounced back instead of going forward. And the whole play turned around, went the other way, while the Sharks were preparing for a rush. But that left Matt Boldy wide open. He skated the puck in that right circle and wristed the shot in the net and made it 2-0 Wild.
And it'll be Jake Wallman's return to Detroit for the first time since coming to the Sharks in that offseason trade.
Was asked about that today. He said that's all out the window now.
Boldy scores! What a wrist shot by Matt Boldy! 2-0 Minnesota.
Well, another 5-10 minutes later, again, the San Jose Sharks were trying to clear the puck from their defensive zone. Will Smith, again on that right board, he got the puck about 8-10 feet inside the Sharks zone, and he was going to pass it to Ruta, who was just racing up in that right circle, but the pass was too high up. Ruta couldn't get that pass, and it led to another turnover, but luckily, Wild didn't score on that turnover. And with just about 2 minutes 30 seconds left in that second period, William Eklund skated the puck down the slot right over the blue line, and he got the pass over to Macklin Celebrini in the right circle. And Celebrini took a hard shot on goal, but the rebound popped right into that slot by the hash mark, and Eklund was there to tap it in and made it 2-1 Wild. That's how the second period ended, but the Sharks were being outshot. Oh, sorry, I meant the Wild were being outshot by the Sharks, 29-15. Another solid period by the Sharks, but these little mistakes, they, you know, Wild just tend to pounce on those opportunities, and that's why they're still up by a goal.
Eklund with some speed through the middle on the way. He's got Celebrini, and on the rebound, Eklund scores!
Well, the San Jose Sharks started the third period down 2-1 goal. In the second period, we talked about Will Smith. Well, after that second mistake, Will Smith was benched for the rest of the game. He only had about 9-10 minutes on the ice total for tonight's game. In the third period, both teams again were very competitive. Lots of back and forth between the two teams. Neither team scored. Now, near the end of that third period, Sharks had to do what they had to do, which is pull the goalie. Well, of course, Zuccarello scored an empty netter goal with the goalie out. And technically, the goalie wasn't even out. He was just skating off onto the bench. A turnover by Celebrini in that offensive zone ended up with a shot all the way from whatever, you know, 120 feet out into the Sharks' net and made the final score tonight, 3-1.
For Celebrini, who's been on a while now, and it's turned over at the line. Empty netter goes in. Matt Zuccarello, it's 3-1. For Celebrini, who's been on a while now, and it's turned over at the line. Empty netter goes in. Matt Zuccarello, it's 3-1.
Well, one new addition to the Sharks after missing out some game tonight was Jake Wallman. He was very effective. He was effective on the power play. He was effective on right very first shift of the game. He had that huge shot on goal. So here's Jake talking about the game tonight.
You guys created enough chances out there. How did it feel to you just as far as the, you know, maybe bouncing back from this team, from last night for this team?
Yeah, I thought better effort in a lot of areas. Thought we could have had maybe 4 or 5 tonight. I think Flower played pretty good in the net, so maybe if we don't run into a hot goalie like that, maybe we put in a couple more. But yeah, I mean, for the most part, we had a pretty good effort, especially that third. We had a lot of chances.
Feel for you, just your timing, your rhythm, the legs, that kind of thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's just hockey, but yeah, of course, time off, it takes a little bit to adjust, so it'll get better and better, but yeah, just happy to be back out.
Frustration might level with this team right now. I mean, so many close games, it seems like it always just comes down to one or two plays. What's What's the mood like right now?
I mean, that's how it is in this league. It's so close. Every game anybody can win, and we got to learn that. We got to learn that here, how to win, and I think we'll, as far as we're doing the right things most of the game, I think that'll come. We just got to have a complete game, and that'll come with that's the same thing with a winning culture. That's a good team over there, and kind of picking off things that they did there. They're in those tight games down the stretch, and we got to learn how to do that.
I don't know if you believe in the phrase, you know, creating your own luck, but do you feel like this team is doing that, and eventually things will maybe turn, you get those bounces?
I think that goes with doing the right things. I don't know if it's, creating luck, but just doing the right things, and the hockey gods will treat you the right way. You know, it's that's the saying, doing the right things, doing the little things. I think that's the biggest thing with growing this team into a winning team. You got to do the little things first, and then other things will follow.
Well, another change tonight for the Sharks was on the college line. Tonight, it was the original line that the Macklin Celebrini played his first game, which was Toffoli, Macklin Celebrini, and Eklund. And that line was really going tonight. William Eklund had the only goal for the San Jose Sharks. So here's Eklund.
William, you were back with Macklin tonight. What makes you guys so, your chemistry so good on the rush especially?
I think we want to play a pretty similar game. You know, we want to have the puck. We want to attack with speed. You know, both pretty skilled guys out there, and you know, Toff helps a lot too with his skill. So I think we complement each other good out there.
What did you see on your goal there?
You know, we try to have a controlled break out there, and you know, try to give it to Mac, and Mac did a great play there, and you know, try to get on that.
You guys had a lot of shots, but you feel like you guys could have done maybe a little bit more, got to get into Fleury's kitchen a little bit more.
I don't know. I think we were there. Like, I think it was a lot of chances we could have scored today. I think we had a lot of grade A chances. We had a lot of, you know, pucks that we usually score. You know, we got to find a way to score more goals here. We haven't done that lately, and we got to find a way to do that.
William, all these games just come down to one or two plays. I know it doesn't, it's not like this, but does it feel like you guys almost have to play a perfect game right now to get 2 points?
Yeah, a little bit right now. It's, you know, it's frustrating. We play, but I think we're pretty good today. You know, obviously we have a lot of shots, we have a lot of good chances, and you know, we gotta score more goals than them. And that's pretty simple as that. And today we don't, and you know, we gotta find a way to do it better.
You're a guy at your point in career, only your second full NHL season, but could be a guy who is assertive and wants to sort of try to take a game over when you can, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think, you know, our line had a lot of great chances today. We got to, you know, find a way to score for our team. We got to, you know, we got to try to do that every night. And today, you know, we only score one, and we got to score more.
Nice to have Jake Wallman back. He starts that play for you guys there.
Yeah, for sure. You know, he's a great defenseman. I think we all know that by now. And, you know, he brings a lot to the lineup, and he knows it, and we know it, and, you know, he can feel his presence out there.
Well, when you talk to Macklin, you can tell he does not like losing. It doesn't matter at the end of the day how well we've done. He's always very disappointed when we don't come up with a win. And that's what you need from some of the leaders, is you got to be hungry. You got to be desperate. You got to make every second on the ice count. So here's Macklin celebrating.
Macklin, I know you're not somebody who, you know, personally, you just want to win. How frustrating is it right now just being a player two away for the, you know, this big stretch right now?
Really frustrating. Tonight I felt like we played really well, and for the most part we were all over them, and I mean, it sucks when you don't get the result.
As a rookie in the league, I'm sure you've seen plenty of Marc-Andre Fleury highlights. Just, this was a vintage performance from him. What made him so hard to beat tonight?
I mean, he was in front of the puck every time we got it on net, so I mean, that's why he's going to be in the Hall of Fame.
Does it feel to you like you guys almost have to play a perfect? I know it isn't like that, but you almost feel like you have to play a perfect game right now to get 2 points, or how does it seem?
I don't know. I know Askey was unbelievable for us and in that for us tonight. He made some incredible saves and a couple breakaways that we really, really needed out of him. So, yeah, he was massive for us.
One of the things Coach had to decide on was what to do with Will Smith after a couple of those turnovers, and he did what he had to do to give the Sharks a best chance to win the game tonight, which is, he said him, as Coach put it best, he had to go with the guys who were going tonight.
Coach, something I asked you this morning was just, what was your message? How did you feel the energy was tonight from your team?
Yeah, it was good. I thought we competed hard, worked hard, did some really good things that we talked about this morning that we need to do a better job of. Some good things and some things we got to get better at.
This was a vintage Marc-Andre Fleury performance. Just, I mean, is it something of getting more bodies in front of him, or just running to a hot goalie?
No, he made some good saves, but again, we got to get to the middle of the ice more. We got to get in front of him more. Something that we're learning as a young team.
What do you think of Macklin's effort tonight? Just the whole line seemed like he was energized tonight.
It was good. That Mac was really good. Looked like he had his legs, his jump again. Obviously, probably a turnover. We don't want a turnover in the 6-on-5, but did some good things. That whole line was good tonight.
You sat Smith after the second period. Why, and what was the message to him?
Just went with the guys that were going.
What was your message to the team when you guys got down 2-0 and then Eklund eventually cut it in half?
Just keep competing, keep playing. You know, it's been our MO all years. No matter what's happening in the game, we just got to keep playing and competing.
Speaking of that selfless line, what did you see to put Eklund on there with Celebrini and Toffoli?
Well, in Utah, we had nothing going, so we had to make some changes.
You feel like that line's going to continue in the next game?
Yeah, we'll see how we skate tonight injury-wise. I haven't talked to our trainers yet.
Even when you're not leaving the building with the W, you know, what kind of signs are you looking for that the team is making steps in the right direction in terms of, like, growth and development and long-term kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, I think we responded from the game in Utah last night and did some things better than we've done in the past. And, you know, I thought this was a game similar to the Jersey and Tampa game, kind of what our identity should look like. Obviously, we have some brain cramps there and give up a couple goals and some chances that, you know, can't happen in this league. But on the other side of it, we did some positive things that hopefully we can build on here going into the road trip.
Just pressing a little bit too much right now, trying to make too much happen when it's not there, I guess.
Yeah, he's a kid that's going through a part of his development, and he's got some low confidence, and we got to work with him and we got to help him. And he's gotten points his whole life, and this is probably the first time he's going through a little stretch where he's not getting points. And for a guy that's like him and is dynamic like him, it can eat at you and pick at your game a little bit. And then flip side of it, this is a kid that's played center most of his career, and he's playing wing, and obviously there's going to be some details that go with that in the National Hockey League. You're going up against the Nick Foligno's and some big guys in the walls and details with that position. There comes a lot, and he's just not used to it. Again, so we got to work with him and get him back.
Well, a couple of highlights from tonight's game. It was a very tight game, neck to neck, really a one goal game. And speaking of one goal game, Sharks are on top of the league in losing most games by just one goal, and that includes the empty netter goal. That tells you how competitive the Sharks have been this season. I know it hasn't turned into winning games, but nonetheless, it's a different team than what we saw last season. So these games are very entertaining. If you're a fan, you come to the game. To me, I've been enjoying every game, win or lose, because we're in it till the end. And again, the stat kind of highlights just that. Another highlight tonight was sort of the goalie matchup. Here you have Askarov, young goalie in the league, playing his great game. He made some huge saves to keep it a one-goal game. But of course, he met his match on the other end, which you couldn't tell that he was on the verge of retiring, and that was Marc-Andre Fleury. He's a Hall of Famer goalie, made some amazing saves. He was so effective tonight, you know, making some big timely saves. You know, as Macklin Celebrini said, that we just could never find him out of place. And, you know, that says something about Marc-Andre Fleury. So it was fun to watch both of those goalies tonight. But with that, let's go to the stats for the game tonight. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks led in shots, 37-22, faceoffs 54%-46%, while the Wild led in hits, 20-18, block shots 17-14, giveaways 17-12, and takeaways 10-4. And now for the three stars of the game tonight. The first star of the game tonight is from the Minnesota Wild, and that's their goalie, Marc-Andre Fleury, who made 36 saves tonight, and he was .973 save percentage. What a game he had. The second is Matt Boldy, who had that game-winning goal. He had one goal and one assist. And third player tonight was from the San Jose Sharks, and that's Macklin Celebrini, who had one assist, and he had 20 minutes and 35 seconds on the ice tonight. Now the San Jose Sharks go on a five-game road trip, but we will see you again on January 23rd when the San Jose Sharks take on the Nashville Predators right here at the SAP Center. Thank you for watching. And for those of you who are listening to us on the Sharks Audio Network, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.